Haimantica and Fantip. Now, while we say goodbye to Haimantica and Fantip, we welcome our next guest, Soyoung Lee. Hi, Soyoung. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello. Welcome.
Could you please introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm the regional manager for the MVP and R&D program in the APJGC region, which is Asia-Pacific, India, Korea, in Australia, Japan, and Greater China. My team manages the identification, onboarding, and management of our technical community influencers across the most valuable professional and regional director programs. Apart from managing this region team, I also personally manage the programs for Korea and APEC region.
Right. So you are managing all the MVPs and RDs across the old Asia-Pacific region. So for those who are not familiar with the MVP and RD program, would you mind briefly introducing those programs?
Sure. Let me first share my slide around the program. Okay, so first of all, most MVPs are most Microsoft's most valuable professionals or technical experts who passionately share their knowledge with the community. They are always on the bleeding edge and have an unstoppable urge to get their hands on new, exciting technologies. For more than two decades, the Microsoft MVP Award is our way of saying thank you to outstanding community leaders. MVPs make up a global community of over 4,000 technical experts and community leaders across 90 countries, regions now. So another, the regional director program called RD provides the Microsoft leaders with the customer insights and real-world voices it needs to continue empowering developers and IT professionals with the world's most innovative and impactful tools, services, and solutions. RD program was established in 1993, and the program consists of 160 of the world's top technology visionaries chosen specially for their proven cross-platform expertise, community leadership, and commitment to business results.
Right. sounds awesome. So it's just to be curious. So I also used to be an MVP. So what was your impression back in my MVP days? Of course, you don't have to tell me.
You were an amazing community leader and MVP. Even though you were located in Australia, you've shown great impact over Korean tech communities as well as Australian communities. I'm so excited and glad that I could nominate you as an MVP a few years ago, and even more excited to work together in Microsoft now.
Thank you for giving me such a good word. I owe you a cup of tea for now, but I don't think it's just for me. Someone who used to be an MVP, then working as a Microsoft, I think they are all good as I do. So, and back to the topic. The session of this topic is how to amplify localized content. I heard that you have recently completed an amazing journey about this. Could you please tell me your project?
Sure. The project called MVP Docs Champion. Let me give you some background before I tell you about the project. Our MVPs have always been at the forefront of community contributions by generating high-quality content. While good content is always in demand all across the globe, it is particularly more important in markets where there is a local language dependency. Since most of our APEC regions have a strong dependency on local language, English content is not readily consumable by the community. Hence, the biggest value of our MVPs is to guide the community to find quality technical content in the local language. In line with that tradition, we wanted to enable the MVPs to take advantage of a new Microsoft platform that gave the community access to authentic, deep, and quality document, official content, which is docs.microsoft.com. Since the MVPs have a natural tendency to help people with qualified technical content, there was a natural synergy in collaborating with the MVPs in pointing the community to the localized content hosted at docs.microsoft.com.
Wow, so it sounds really exciting. So what was the feedback from the MVP communities?
To test the idea, we did a pilot which included whole of APJGC, Germany, and Switzerland from Europe. The 3 months pilot was very successful. The MVPs received it with a lot of excitement and gave us their strong support. Here are some feedbacks that we received from MVPs who participated in the pilot. Let me pick some of feedback. So the first from Malaysia, MVP. So I'm really glad for participating in the pilot. It really helped me to find out how to complete my blog postings by adding details from Docs and MS Learn. Okay, let's go to the next, like from German. It was great to have an opportunity to get to know more about all resources available on MS Docs and support MS in a completely new activity. What about India? I think this project is a fantastic way to showcase an MVP's contribution to the community. I'm looking forward to more such programs. What about Japan? It was a wonderful project as I learned Docs is helpful at writing blog articles. Finding appropriate Docs material, which meets my interest, gave me an additional fun. Lastly, it's Korea. It's simple to participate, but it provided a tool to see my own record, how many people actually clicked my links. It was great.
Right.
Yeah, so feedback was great.
Yeah, so it was really great. Now I'm getting ready to know more about the visual itself. So it must be so interesting.
Sure, yeah. Let me provide more details how MVPs contribute to this project. We assisted the MVPs with tools to monitor and keep in track of the amount of traffic that their activities drove to the docs, content of their choice. This helped them analyze their strong impact and contribution to their local communities in terms of content. But the most important thing is that no MVP said to do anything new to achieve this impact. It was possible just by partnering with them on what they do already for their local linguistic market. Here are some examples of where MVPs actually contributed. As you could see, some MVPs contributed through TechNet forum or Stack Overflow, any type of forum, and some did through the social media like Facebook or Twitter. And also a blog was very good contributions and EDMs and even presentation slides at their meetup or conferences. So it's not really new to them. That's what MVPs traditionally contributing to the community, but they could add their personalized URLs to actually bring more audiences to the docs and learn.
So, right.
Yeah.
I heard that the feedback was really good, and I saw the amazing the results. So could you do you have another thing to share the statistics or something like that?
Oh, sure. Let me share a quick result. So we had over 280 MVPs who in total, and they used personalized redirection URLs wherever they find it valuable across all their regular community, local community contributions. This led to over 61,000 unique visitors to Docs. With a total page view count of over 104,000. The numbers themselves speak how successful this pilot was and how the community and MVPs found great value in this initiative.
This is a World Club. So what are they? Could you say more about that?
Okay. So this is top 50 technical area that MVPs drove to the docs contents. So as you could see, there is Windows 10 and a lot of interest around machine learning and MS Teams, Power Platform, and Azure Resource Management, and also .NET, and FireWire or Billing. So all the utmost important technologies they drove to the docs.
Wonderful. So you keep mentioning docs.microsoft.com. So can you tell us the number of languages used for those localizations?
Sure. Docs.microsoft.com is the ultimate destination for Microsoft documentation for end users, developers, and IT professionals. And you can find quick starts, tutorials, API reference, and code examples. And these contents are localized in 14 global languages. So as you can see, Chinese, and also Koreans, and Japanese, and Portuguese, Spanish. So all the languages that the local huge local demand has.
Wow, the 14 languages is amazing. By the way, sometimes community members want to contribute the docs localization. Are they allowed to participate in the content localization? I mean, the project was particularly for the MVPs and artists. But outside this project, can anyone participate in this localization?
Of course. Communities can create GitHub pull requests and contribute to the quality of the localized contents by providing better suggestions in their language. We are improving the quality day by day with all together with local communities and the MVPs already like this experts.
Beautiful. I can't imagine how this can help all the developers from all around the world with their own languages. Especially, we have found such valuable localized contents and amplified them for communities to use. Is there any insight you learned from this project?
Sure. While creation of good content was a big requirement in the previous decade, now the situation is that there is a need for more identifying the right content. Everybody has access to the plenty of content, hence need help in finding the best resources from the list. This is especially true in the case of localized contents. Despite only a few countries having a local language dependency, there is always a global demand for localized content. This is probably because of the floating global population and distribution of talent. So don't be surprised if you see a major share of your web traffic coming from outside, from the local country, outside the local country.
Okay, great. So do you have anything particularly emphasized to the audiences in here today?
Oh, sure. People are ready to help selflessly if we win their confidence. Once you show an MVP or a community leader the value of the quality contribution and how it makes a difference to people's life, they're very happy to support with you with that cause. If this pilot was success today, it's totally because of the selfless support from the MVPs and community leaders.
Wow. So the MS Docs Champion, this project, sounds really successful. So is there a future plan to have in your mind?
Yeah, based on the success of this pilot, we are now planning to roll this out globally in the coming months. And we are so excited to see the great results over the globe.
Thank you. Thank you, Soyoung. It's really informative and inspirational. So I hope everyone in this session feels the same thing. So here we have Soyoung. Now let's throw it back to Aaron.